Hey everyone, we're going to teach you how to make Mad Skrilla at Universal Orlando. Plus, we're going to talk about some rumors and some rumors that aren't technically rumors, but they're basically confirmed, but they're not so much rumors. All that and more, live from the Bob Varley studio. This is the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. This is episode 35 of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. The Diz Unplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect Universal vacation. You can visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Hey everyone, we are back once again for another episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. I am your host, Craig Williams, and at the table with me this week, as every week, is Ryan O'Clavin.
Hello.
And on the other side is Jenny Lindnop.
Hello.
And back in the controls, steadfast and strong, as always, producer Dustin West.
That's me.
Yeah, so for everyone watching this and saying, hey, it looks like Jenny Linton's wearing the same shirt she wore last week. And Dustin, too. And Craig, are you covering up the shirt that you wore last week? As well as you, Rhino. Well, that's because this is a live,
In air quotes,
show going out right now that is actually being pre-recorded because we are in the middle of our Universal Land and Sea Adventure.
Specifically, the sea part at this moment.
We're out at sea. Yeah.
We're on the Enchantment of the Seas.
Yes.
I just put this sweatshirt on because it's freezing in here. I'm not trying to cover up the fact that I'm wearing the same t-shirt.
Okay, fair enough. We are in the middle. Well, not the middle. We're actually on the last day of our Enchantment Under the Seas dance.
It's so sad. I don't want to go home.
I know.
Marty, you gotta go back.
I was trying to think of Johnny B. Goode lyrics, but it couldn't come to me fast enough. Sorry.
That's fine.
Hey, Marvin.
You never learned to read or write so well.
Yeah.
Your cousin,
Marvin.
Listen to this.
I like how we had to specify the last name of the cousin of, you know. Yeah. Sorry, this is irrelevant. Marvin
Berry. Yeah, no, it is, but we are on the Enchantment of the Seas, not the Enchantment Under the Seas. However, I think they should really think about renaming it.
I wish they had like a dance on there, and now I wish I had ordered like a graphic tee last night that wouldn't have gotten here in time anyways, but I still would like to have an Enchantment Under the Seas.
Well, it is a cruise ship, so you can guarantee that somewhere on the ship there will be middle-aged people dancing.
I'll bring my ball gown.
I'm dancing. I'm going to be dancing. Yeah. I will be dancing.
Well,
I'll be Ted dancing.
We'll find out more, I guess, whenever we get closer to there. But yeah, we're in the middle of that right now, so I hope everyone is super excited to see what we bring back from all of it. Of course, spending time at all four of the Universal Orlando hotel properties, as well as I think Rhino spending a day in the construction site for Sapphire Falls just to really get a feel of what that's going to be like.
I got my hard hat and everything.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet look you got going on right now. So look for that to come out later on in just a little bit of time. I mean, I would wish that we could just literally show everything that we have right away, but we have to take a lot of time to edit it and make it look presentable, just like you have to do every morning you get up.
I really do. Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Absolutely, yeah. So
hair that good doesn't just naturally.
You know, there is no better compliment anyone can ever pay me than one bestowed upon my hair. Just for anyone out there who ever meets me, and I don't mean that in like a jerk way, I'm sorry. This is again. I've gone off the rails.
Where are we going?
That's fine. We're allowed to go off the rails. It's a crazy train.
We're going to Beauty Town.
Okay.
Population? This guy. What you got on the slate for us today, Craig?
Well, this week we are doing a Buzz only episode. Yeah, that's right. So for everyone who typically enjoys us doing a Buzz with then a a special little mini-sode type segment at the end, something we call it a spotlight on the universe every now and then, whenever I can remember to call it that. We usually do that with a little bit of the mid-show shuffle in the middle. However, a lot of stuff is currently happening on the week that we are recording this, so I felt like we could get a good enough show out of a Buzz-only show. Plus, we still cannot seem to corral our schedules to work with doing a freaking character meet and greet.
We took the first steps.
We did. We took those first steps, and we got a good way into it, but then we got delayed and distracted with one of our Buzz topics for this week. Bum, I know. Bum, bum. You're intrigued.
Coming up.
I am intrigued because I missed the whole everything yesterday.
Oh, you were at the trip. You were recording your other...
I was taping the trip, yeah. And I didn't even take any first steps. Yeah. So I'm totally behind and in the dark.
Yeah, but you're JL. You've taken selfies with characters at Universal before,
I'm sure. I haven't.
Never?
No. My goal in life is to get a picture with Bumblebee.
I didn't see him yesterday. No.
That's what I want the most.
Okay, well... Then, if you can't figure it out, we still got a lot of work to do on that one. We will get it taken care of eventually.
Okay.
Whenever we can all coordinate. Sad days. But before we get into the buzz, got to go through those couple little housekeeping that we've been talking about the past couple weeks. At this point in time, I don't even know. We might be completely sold out for Dizzapalooza.
That would be fantastic. We're close.
That would. We were at 700 whenever we recorded this last week, and
only 300 spots left at that point in time.
Yeah, and it's going to be an amazing party. Diagon Alley, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter in Universal Studios Florida. 3 hours of uninterrupted, beautiful justice.
Party, party, party.
Partying with the Diz.
Butterbeer.
Hangovers. Butterbeer hangovers.
Caramel Blondie. Salted caramel ball. I'm sorry, I'm going into an ice cream daze right now.
Yeah. Yeah, we went to the park yesterday and...
You mean 8 days ago?
8 days ago. We went into the park 8 days ago. Wink, wink, nudge. And, of course, all this kid can talk about is, I want ice cream.
The second we walked in, I was like, gotta get that ice cream.
Gotta get ice cream. I want beer. Nope, I'm not going to spend my money on beer. I'll get ice cream. Yeah. Ridiculous, but... for more information on that, of course, disunplug.com, you'll be able to find show notes and so much more, including contact information by clicking the button that says contact, or you could just put in a /contact after the disunplug.com. There are so many ways to navigate around a website. Who knew? Clicking I didn't. Yeah, also along with that, there might not be at this point, but there was limited availability left still in our group rates for the next podcast cruise that we're doing on the Oasis of the Seas, the ship that we are not currently on right now because we're on the Enchantment of the Seas. But next year, whenever the Oasis of the Seas is in Port Canaveral, technically we could do a land sea adventure, which I like the adventure part.
Mm.
Adventure's good.
Yeah, Lancey Adventure.
We're going on an adventure. That was my Hobbit. Sorry. Mm. You could do that better, Dustin.
No.
Is that your Bilbo Baggins?
Yeah.
That was close.
It was.
Yeah. No. It was pretty awful. So, yeah, you can find out more information on Podcast Cruise happening December 4th through the 11th of 2016 on Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas, a wonderfully... large, mega, massive ship that is luxurious, and it's going to be a really good time. We'll be there, I hope.
I mean, that's a year away.
Yeah, I mean, you dysentery.
God, this is getting real sad. Measles real fast here.
Anything that they have in
Ebola.
Well, no, I wouldn't go with the Ebola. Bahamas? I was basically going with anything that you can find in the Oregon Trail. But anywho. Yep, you can find out more information on that at disunplug.com, Dreams Unlimited Travel, Disboards, this, that, and more. And does anyone else have any housekeeping?
I don't think so.
I know you don't, because you didn't have anything last week.
But I don't really know.
I used
up
my housekeeping
last
week.
My housekeeping, would that be like, do I acknowledge the Facebook friend requests I keep getting again?
You can. Random Universal related thoughts.
Well, that's more of like a Diz oriented thought, I guess. But I've been getting a lot of friend requests on Facebook, and I didn't acknowledge them yet, and I'm acknowledging that I haven't acknowledged them yet, and I'm sorry. I will figure out something and get to you guys. Sorry.
Fantastic. Okay, so I think we should.
I just don't know how to change my privacy settings so they can't, like, it's not that I don't care. Like, I would love to chit chat with everybody, and but you know, it's just we already, I talked about this on the trip, actually. Okay, crossover. Anyway, let's go on.
We didn't talk about doing a crossover episode.
No, but I meant a crossover. I'm crossing over because I talked about it on another show, and now I'm here. I'm
like, talk about that.
I'm like the Oz on Buffy going to see Angel.
Okay, well, with that, let's talk about what's buzzing.
What is buzzing? Buzz.
So, first up in the buzz, probably something that will take up most of the conversation for today, I have a feeling, but the 25th year of Halloween Horror Nights is coming up very, very quickly, and we have rumors of the leaked houses.
Oh.
Yes. So.
JL's going to be excited about one of these.
Please tell me it's American Horror Story.
No.
No.
Bummer. It's none of the cool ones we thought of.
Yeah. Well, let's just not.
But there is one you'll be excited about.
I think she'll be excited about a lot of stuff. So before we get started on any of this, I mean, this has kind of been buzzing around the internet as of last week, but this is our buzz show, so now we're covering it this week. Nothing is set in stone on any of this. These are still rumors, even though they're rumors and speculation that comes from...
It's pretty well substantiated.
Extremely well substantiated sources, maybe even stolen. We don't know that. I don't know that.
They're just not officially confirmed.
Yeah. So, but I thought it would be fun to talk about it here, just because there's a lot of interesting things being brought up.
Let's discuss.
So I'll just go all through the list. And unfortunately, I had to start with the one that I really hope is just a joke, a practical joke. But the rumor is that The Walking Dead will be returning for a fourth year.
Most likely that is not a joke.
I was going to say,
Walking Dead is still going strong in popularity.
Yep.
So.
But I understand how the past houses worked, because to me, all of the scenery and the locations in the last couple seasons that the houses were based on really worked well in terms of how to build a Halloween Horror Nights house out of. I know I watched all of this past season.
No, not yet. It's I'm doing Bates Motel right now. List. I did Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So I am there. Walking Dead is next.
Okay. Did you still haven't watched it?
I've only seen the first half of the season.
It really, there is no stunning part of this season that to me would look good in terms of a house. I mean,
I agree.
Make a zombie house. Don't make a Walking Dead house. That just seems cheap. You're just using the name to try to generate more popularity.
Well, what are they going to? Is it going to be like the church, or is it going to be like that hospital? Like, I don't understand. They're just on the road a lot this season.
It could be the church. It could be the hospital. It could be them whenever they're wandering through the wilderness again, or then whenever they come up into the town that's protected. And I mean, it's
spoiler alert.
It's not a spoiler.
I mean, I knew
alert.
They got to a new place, but
it's been around now. There's no spoilers. I just don't see how it could be interesting for a fourth year. It wasn't interesting really to me last year. I thought the house was very well done, but
the theme is getting a little tired. I agree with that. I like The Walking Dead, still love the show, but I don't know that I want to do Halloween Horror Nights again.
Like about the house or that experience, and that was the only year I've seen The Walking Dead stuff was. I don't like that there's no characters. There's no Rick. There's no like Daryl. There's no
where's Carl?
Like lookalike. Yeah, like I don't. Carl. I that's my favorite part about Universal Studios is you feel like you've stepped into it. And yeah, I felt like I was surrounded by zombies, and I was like, oh, here we are, and we're going to Terminus and whatever. But there, I wish there was somebody with like Carl's gun just kind of moping around all dirty.
Well, they had the Resident Evil house, and then they had what's the guy from Resident Evil 4, like up on top of a car at the end, like looking all heroic, you know, something like that, where it's like you're not getting up close and personal, but it's clearly supposed to be a character
like that. I don't need like a mean grid or something, but I just like the illusion that they're moving through there. Like that's why I really enjoyed the Halloween house last year, because like Michael Myers is there the whole time, and you're like, there's that scene from the movie, there's that scene from the movie, and I'm in that scene.
Just give a little kid a gun in a big sheriff's hat. It's like instantly recognizable.
I don't necessarily need Coral. the characters, especially characters like in this instance where it's really hard unless you have someone who looks exactly like Andrew Lincoln.
You don't think that they could dirty up somebody, slick somebody's hair back and make it?
I'm sure they could, but that's going to take me out of it. As Dustin referenced Resident Evil, that's different. That's a video game. I mean, you can as long as someone looks generally like it, it can work out. For something like this, I don't know that I'd necessarily want them to recreate it. The only time I've truly enjoyed Walking Dead at Universal was 2 years ago, whenever, unfortunately, it took over the entire freaking park.
It was all the scare zones, right?
Yeah, it was everything. However,
they did a good job with
it. Yeah, they did a great job, and the music being blasted all throughout the park,
second that you walked in and that music was playing, it gave you chills up your spine. And what I liked about, even though it took up all the scare zones, they did each scare zone differently according to the different seasons of the show, which I thought was done well.
I remember seeing like the camper and the different places. So that was cool because I went during the day and I was like, oh, that's the camper from Walking Dead. And I liked that idea that the scare zones work together to tell one cohesive story.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's, I feel like at this point it is getting a little tired.
Yeah.
And I want to go back on my statement that you don't necessarily need the characters to make it a good thing. And they don't have to technically look right, because even last year, as you mentioned with the Halloween house having
Michael Myers.
You had Michael Myers all throughout, but you still did have Jamie Lee Curtis's character sitting on the couch and him coming out. So they do stuff in couple of the other houses that we're going to talk about would require having characters in there. And so it can be done. However, for Walking Dead, at this point in the game with the series, I feel like I don't care about the characters
rotating
anymore.
Cast, too. Yeah.
I like Michonne.
Don't say anybody if somebody dies. Don't you say it. I'm just pre-warning you. Don't tell me if somebody dies.
I'm just saying, like, I like Michonne. I like Daryl. I like some of the core characters, but it's just getting to a point, like, I can't say it because of spoilers, but Walking Dead probably coming back. Woof. Woof.
Tell us how you
one
really
woof
feel.
From us. Yeah.
Buzz. Your girlfriend.
Woof. That's so funny, because we're in the buzz.
It all connects together. So we'll go to the one that JL would probably be excited about.
I think so.
The rumor for the 3D house this year is supposedly going to be an Alice in Wonderland 3D house.
Oh, I am so excited about that. And it's in 3D?
Yeah.
How are they doing that?
Oh, my gosh.
They do. They give you like the glasses that they used to sell at Osborne. Spectacle of Dancing Lights, where it's not necessarily 3D glasses, but it alters the lights.
I understand
the technology. What I'm asking is, how are they doing Alice in Wonderland? It's obvious. It's clearly not any of the Disney or
temporary. Well, Alice in Wonderland's
a Lewis Carroll story.
Public domain.
So yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah. Alice, no, it's going to be blacklight
rotting
creepiness
worm.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, Alice has been done creepy before. What's that McGee video game something or other where she's like walking around with a butcher knife? And I mean, oh my gosh, I'm so excited right now. Truly. Like, I really am.
Yeah. I think it lends itself to like a trippy house, like, to be honest with you.
Well,
like,
the
I
whole story is trippy.
Like, I can see it
which
being
makes
that
it
all
perfect. Yeah. And that makes it perfect for their 3D choice, because the 3D houses are always like some kind of bad drug trip.
Yeah, the last one I can remember is the Penn and Teller.
That was really, really terrible.
Vegas.
I never did that. Yeah, you didn't go in the Penn and Teller house?
No, when I went last year, I guess I missed the 3D house. I thought I did all the houses, but I guess I didn't.
The 3D houses are really always very trippy is a perfect word for it. So this actually is a really good fit for that idea. I think I'm so excited. Yeah. I can't wait.
I would agree with you, JL.
Yeah.
I can't remember if there was a 3D house last year.
Was it not
the clowns one?
There was a 3D house last
year.
Which one was it?
But it wasn't 3D.
I can't remember the name of it. It wasn't dolls. Was it clowns? No, it wasn't the clowns. No.
Oh, I didn't go into with, like, that again, dolls those one really if it was dolls.
Crazy lights again. It's always crazy lights. Let's Google.
Look, yeah, I'll Google it.
Yeah, I don't think there was one, but
I'm willing to be. I swear there was.
We'll get to go
this year. I'm just forewarning you guys. We're going as a group, I assume, and I will. It's going to be a new version of me. You're going to see when we go to these things.
Fantastic. Now, Alice in Wonderland, it has the potential to be really good. I personally don't like the 3D houses.
They're difficult to walk in.
Yeah, it's...
God?
It's me, Margaret. Every time a bell rings, what is how that... Okay, sorry. Yep. they're difficult to walk in. Boy. Because of the glasses and the weird lighting, and you're not exactly sure where you're stepping, but that also kind of putting you off kilter a bit makes it more scary because you're not exactly sure what's going on. I feel like
it takes
out
some of the peripheral a little bit, too. You got them coming at you a little more.
So we'll move on to another one. And this one would be a return one, which is very surprising given that it's only been... It didn't happen last year, but it happened the year before. But an American Werewolf in London is supposedly going to come back.
Excited about this because you had really enjoyed this one, right?
Oh yeah,
it was a fantastic.
This
house.
Is the puppets, right? They had the
werewolf puppets.
It was arguably the best house of that year when it was here. But why are we doing it again?
Okay, well, here's the only thing I can believe is that an American Werewolf in London was one of the most popular houses because the puppetry was. Just spectacular. Mm-hmm. And it fit the story so perfectly. And
was it like,
as I've gone back on myself,
that house
it
was
incorporated
terrifying.
The character.
Okay, that's
so
what I was
well.
Going to say. Like the Michael Myers. It was Myers terrifying. House.
It has Gene Kelly in it, right?
Yes,
it's
of course.
It's the dancing movie?
An American Werewolf in Paris. No, that's the sequel no one cares about.
That's the only one I've seen.
Oh my God.
Only because that came out when I was at that age, and I would love to see. I will watch the old one before this.
You're awful. Right now, is this? I thought this was a joke.
No, I love werewolf movies.
I was referring to An American in Paris, which is an old Gene Kelly film.
So it was a joke. Okay, then.
That was the joke, and now it's gotten serious because Rhino hasn't seen An American Werewolf in London.
I will watch that and Poltergeist, and I will take a horror movie.
Sorry for derailing this. Oh, by the way. It was Clowns 3D last year.
Oh, it did was happen the clowns. Last year.
Yeah.
Then because I went to the team member preview, so I don't know.
I knew
maybe
there was one.
No,
they always. They always.
I went
really
in that
gory.
House. I didn't wear glasses.
That clown house was so gory.
It smelled like garbage.
Sorry.
Okay.
American Werewolf in London was fantastic.
I'm excited for that.
The scenes were so terrifying. The part where he actually turns into a werewolf from the last one was really, really
they did the transformation scene.
Well, Blue Moon playing.
And then you had to walk through the movie theater.
No fool.
You had to walk through the movie theater with the people sitting in the seats, and you had to walk between that. That was the worst.
That's really cool. That one I'm excited for. Only you think they'll set it up to be the same, or when they do these return houses, they change them at all?
Well, I'm glad you asked. They also did American Werewolf in London last year at Halloween Horror Nights in Hollywood, and it was a complete different maze. I did not like it nearly as much as the one in Orlando the year before. It just didn't seem as well done, and it actually felt a little cheaper, which was surprising because
most of
Hollywood in their Horror Nights felt like it was on a better and more expensive level, and it was... just so greater. But Werewolf felt like it went flat. So, however, they did incorporate a lot of scenes into the Hollywood one that they needed to have. They skipped out of the Orlando one. So, as long as the same puppetry and skills of making the house goes into this one and they blend some of those scenes that they missed last time, and especially if they can find a way to make the entire house bigger, I think it will be warranted coming back for a second time in such a short amount of time.
Okay.
That being said, our next house that would be making its first time debut, I believe, would be a Scream house.
Which I am excited for because Scream is my favorite horror movie. The Shining and Scream, they're like up there. But
they've never had a house for that before?
I don't believe so.
It's because of the TV show starts in June on MTV. So I think it's that's my worry. Is not worry, but I think it's going to be based on the TV show instead of the movie.
But it's still going to have all the iconic stuff that you expect, I'm sure.
There's no Ghostface in the TV show.
There's no Ghostface in the TV
show? That's what I read is this article is that they're not going to do the same. It's not going to be the same like white face, Ghostface. It's going to be something else. Who knows? They said they're going to be like, there's going to be like references and kind of like whatever to it. I mean, I'm going to watch the show.
So is the house going to be based on the movies or the show?
They don't know yet.
So there'll be no girl popping popcorn at the beginning.
No Drew Barrymore scene. I would hope so, since the movies are what's iconic and right. Not the TV show is just starting. Who knows if it's going to be a failed show?
Yeah,
you know?
And I mean, obviously, this past year they did From Dusk Till Dawn, and that was based on the TV series that was based on a movie.
That was not a good house.
No, I watched the entire TV series to actually learn what it was to go in, because I've seen the movie a million times. And I watched the show, and the house was so amazing in terms of the actual show. I
didn't watch the show.
You mean like
the house was lost on me?
It was like a tied in, like it was like being on the show. Like,
I mean, if you only saw the movie, you could still understand what was happening.
Yeah, like,
but if you watched the show, then it just made it so much better.
I haven't seen any of it, and I really enjoyed it just from the theming standpoint. I thought it was great.
I liked it. It was a fun. It was more on the goofy side of houses. Yeah. With Scream, if the show was actually kind of correlating like that series did, where you take a series that's based on a movie, and there's a little bit of similarities that you could make it all come together, I think a house could be good. But if not, they would need to do this based on the actual original movie.
Yeah.
And leave it at that.
I mean, because
it would have that Halloween feel to it, like last year.
That's what I think is really cool, because it was like what you were saying, like the Drew Barrymore popcorn scene at the beginning. There's a lot of very, you know, the high school. There's a lot of very iconic moments scenes in those that movies that would be fun to move through, like the Michael Myers house. Yeah.
Absolutely agree. So another horror franchise potentially coming: Freddy versus Jason.
Did they do it? They've done this before or no?
I believe they've done a Nightmare on Elm Street and a Friday the 13th
house. Never that together.
This idea terrifies me.
Yeah, I mean, I'll flat out say, because I wasn't upfront about it, I know a lot about Halloween Horror Nights since I started going only 3 or 4 years ago. In terms of the history and stuff, I have to look up a lot more of that. I'm just one. I wish I could go back and watch videos of every single house, but I mean,
I think you'll end up having a lot of fans of this. I think Freddy vs. Jason was actually quite a popular movie.
I own that movie.
Yeah,
I never saw that movie, but all I know is I am more scared of Freddy Krueger than anybody else in the entire fake universe.
This movie will be this house. If the house is following the movie, you're gonna have a tough time, I think.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah, I have no idea what the plot line would technically be with this, but I would be happy if it would be something along the line of Universal Hollywood, how they did their Alien versus Predator house, you only saw the Orlando one, which was here's a random alien and then here's a random predator and then here's a random alien.
Then you have to duck and roll to get out of the house.
However, the Hollywood one,
you did?
They were actually battling each other the entire time.
Oh, cool.
So, like, you would have a predator on your left and you'd see that, and then all of a sudden, Alien would pop out on the right side and just scare the bejesus out of you.
I'm nervous to go.
So, if something was done like that with Freddy versus Jason and...
I'm going to die.
Oh, absolutely.
And then he'll have his little fingers ready for you.
Oh, my gosh, little spikes, you guys, on it. The first movie I was ever terrified of was Nightmare on Elm Street, the first one. I watched it when I was 10. I lost sleep for 2 months over that movie. I can't even talk about it.
Okay, well, then we'll move on to the next one. Insidious.
I haven't seen these yet, but I hear that Insidious, it's like a creepy
movie. Yeah, it is a very creepy movie.
With like the weird face, like, right?
Is it new?
It has Patrick Bateman in it, and there's
No, that's not his name.
Patrick Warburton.
He's the guy from The Conjuring. Did you see The Conjuring?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the girl from Bates Motel.
I never said Patrick Warburton.
Right?
No, I said Warburton.
Patrick Bateman.
Is his name Bateman? I don't think it's Bateman.
I believe it is.
You might be right. I'll look it up.
He's also in... he plays Raoul in Phantom of the Opera and...
Oh, and Watchmen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. Exactly. Yeah. Patrick something.
I think it's Bateman. It doesn't matter. Well, it does in the case of all of this.
Patrick Wilson.
Wilson. I apologize. You know.
We'll get there.
The kid from Jurassic Park, the new Jurassic World movies in that movie, too. It's Patrick Wilson, Rose Byrne, Ty Simpkins. I'm going to watch this movie.
Kind of a freaky movie.
That's what I've heard.
This was a house 2 years ago in Hollywood, and it was voted like one of the best houses of that time. And it was one of the speculated houses last year that it would come, but it looks like this year it will finally get its place in there. I would rather see a Conjuring house.
I would love a Conjuring house. I love houses that are set in like time frames like that. That's why I loved the Mike Myers one, because it was the 70s. And The Conjuring is like the 70s too, so it's that cool. It's got that... It adds to stepping into the movie atmosphere, you know?
So see Insidious and you'll understand more about it. So that's going to take us down to our last three houses that I'm going to kind of cover together, just because it's based on older houses. This is the 25th anniversary of Universal Orlando, as well as Halloween Horror Nights. So they've got to do a throwback and nod to what happened in the past. So one of the houses they're saying is going to come is Hallowed Past 2. And a couple of years ago, they did a house called Hallowed Past, which basically you started off in a prop warehouse, apparently, with all the old like Halloween Horror Nights props, and then all of the iconic characters.
Like the Mummy and Wolfman and Dracula?
No, not those. Iconic
Halloween
Horror Nights characters. Okay. Like the special created ones they did, like Jack the Clown was in there, Caretaker. If you go into Horror Makeup Show and look at the Halloween Horror Nights section, you can see more about the characters, or just look it up. But they're expecting a sequel to that house to help keep that old spirit of Halloween Horror Nights alive. There's another one that they're expecting to be called Blizzard, which will combine two old houses in the past, Body Collectors as well as Shady Brook. And I don't really know anything about Body Collectors, except it has something to do with like Victorian London, which
obviously
are these from like the first time they did Halloween Horror Nights?
Body Collectors was started in 2005 and then came back again in 2008. And then Shady Brook is a mental hospital. And that's where Jack the Clown originated out of that one. And they've done scare zones, I guess, based on a lot of the other happenings around it. Like I said, I don't know much about the history of Halloween Horror Nights, so I need to read up more on it. And then another one is coming called Run. And there was a Halloween Horror Nights house that happened in 2001. And then again in 2006 called Run. So I'm guessing it will be
those like new the instructions
iteration on that. Well,
that's what I was worried about. Like
it features Eddie, an unused icon of the 2001 Halloween Horror Nights. And it has something to do with a torture house business. And you get to see the sights and sounds of his disgustingness. So I like that they're, instead of doing unique new ones, that they're actually going to do a throwback to some of their older properties that I'm not familiar with at all, so I can finally start to understand. Like, the people who've been going for all the years, all 25 years, that are so obsessed with this event.
I don't think, have they been doing Halloween Horror Nights for 25 years? I thought it was started, like, after the...
They did one the first year, but it wasn't based on houses. It is now. It was more or less
just like Haunted Universal,
kind of, from what I understand. Like they did a show and it was more of that experience, but still the brand of Halloween has been there for every year. Just to run over the scare zone list real quick here, and some of them, again, are from stuff that I don't understand because they've come in the past, but they're talking about doing all the trick-or-treaters again in the Central Park area like they've done before in the past.
That's cool. That sounds creepy.
Yeah, it's like just almost think of the movie Trick or Treat.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You'll have witches and pumpkins and, you know, they'll just be little kids and running around, but it won't actually be little kids.
Well, they tweeted like a photo of a sculpt, didn't they? They were doing, and it looks like it's that character from Trick or Treat, that movie. Looks like it's his. And I was thinking like, oh, that looks like that guy. And now that you're saying this is one of those zones, like maybe that's like confirmation of it or something.
Okay. Interesting. In Hollywood, they're supposed to do something called Icon Zone, which is going to be similar to like Face Off, where you just go and take pictures and it's not really scary. In the New York section, they're supposed to have Psychoscarapy, which also correlates into the Shady Brook, I guess, from what I've read.
I was hoping it was like Psycho.
There's one that's, there's supposed to be a steampunk one, I guess.
Interesting.
The one that excites me most is a scare zone based on the actual classic Universal monsters.
Ooh, okay.
So I'd be totally down for that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a Wolfman.
Especially because it's said that they're going to be in like black and white, actually.
Oh, that's so cool. See, that's what I was hoping for, like a black and white house or something like that. That's a lot of fun.
I mean, we've met Frankenstein, but now we'd be able to meet black and white Frankenstein.
That's cool.
So that is the whole kit and caboodle as far as Halloween Horror Nights goes. It looks like it's going to be
amazing.
One incredible event, if anything even comes remotely close to what this is going to be. I mean, right now they're saying 9 houses, which is...
That's more than
big.
Normal.
Yeah, that is big.
So, but they're trying to make it bigger, and that's the perfect way to do it.
Well, and if that is how they're going to do it, I'm just going to continue to recommend that RIP tour.
Yeah.
Because otherwise... You're not going to get into everything.
I want to try that this year, I think.
It's a great tour.
Either that or you got to pack your patience and also have that stupid Ellen game where you flip your...
Well, last year I did FastPass.
Yeah. No, you can buy ExpressPass too.
Yeah, that was a new thing starting last year, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, they've done it before?
No.
Stupid Ellen game.
My only disappointment is how did American Horror Story get overlooked?
Rights, licenses, all that.
Yeah, maybe next year.
All right. Hoping for next year.
I'm pulling for the Jurassic Park House Universal. If you are out there and listening, please someday.
You know, we'll see more later on, I guess. So that'll move us to our next buzz item. It looks like we may have been right about something for once. Yay!
Whoa!
Yay! The old space of NASCAR. Well, that's been gone. Rest in peace, as we know. And just recently, there was a paperwork filed with a license to the state of Florida for a business specializing in food service named NBC Sports Grill Brew.
So Universal gets its ESPN club.
Yes, they do, which is going to be very similar, I guess, from what everyone's speculating, to the NBC Sports Arena section of the Xfinity Live part of the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia.
Lord, that's a
mouthful. Yeah, that's a mouthful. So NBC Sports Arena, that section is the important part, because that's where, you know, what the menu's most likely going to be based on. And I was looking over the menu, and
that excites me.
It's scary because it looks like it could be just a replica copy almost of the NASCAR menu. I mean, you got wings, cheesesteak rolls,
I want
nachos.
Those.
I mean, it's all bar food that you would expect at a sports place. But I don't know. I guess I was just hoping for something a little more
exciting.
Exciting, unique, something.
Another cowfish.
Granted, this menu could be completely different. Just because they're going to take the same idea of having a place where you can go and watch sports at City Walk and grab some food. And also, since there's the word brew in there, you would think that there might be a beer or two to have.
Fingers crossed, maybe, man.
Who knows? So. They might even be brewing their own beer in there, which...
That would be cool.
No?
I don't know.
You don't want some NBC beer?
I can't imagine it would be good.
Universal's big on that exclusive beer, though, because they have, like, the Duff beer, and then they have the Diagon Alley, or...
Well, yeah, but that's Florida Beer Company. So if they came in and were... and did brews there, and they were actually, you know, if they set up a brewery inside and Florida Beer was the one running it, then it has the potential to be good. But I don't know, I think it's kind of a wasted opportunity for taking out a place in City Walk that had mediocre food,
yeah,
and just focus primarily on watching sports to bring in a new place that's going to have the same style,
yeah,
food.
Like, why tear down the building and redo it? Yeah.
Well, because then they don't have to pay NASCAR any more money, and more people will be likely to go over to the NASCAR crap over at International Drive. I know you will.
I didn't know
I'm sure I'll be there.
I know you love it.
Okay.
Yawn. Okay, moving
NBC on. Sports Grill Brew. Look for it in the near future, and that will take us on to our last buzz item, which we mentioned at the top of the show.
Skrilla.
The very top of the show. Yeah, Skrilla. Still don't understand the word. Don't know if it's actually real.
It's real.
But how to make mad Skrilla while you're at Universal Orlando.
There's the guy.
There is the guy. I had to include his picture in there just because of how ridiculous he was. I didn't understand a lick of anything he said.
He repeated himself a lot because I think he was just like prepared for us to say no.
Yeah, well, I just wanted more information so we could talk about it. This kind of borders on the fact that we're calling it a buzz item, but it could technically have been a normal topic on its own. But one of the things that happens seasonally, which it's happening right now, so that's why we're gonna say it's buzzing, is the preview centers that pop up all around Universal Orlando. Are you familiar? Anyone besides Rhino and I familiar with preview centers?
I know there's that they had used that space in Universal Studios that looked like a bungalow or whatever as a preview center at one point.
And then it was where that like classic monster, yep, gift shop is now,
where it's,
or whatever,
the film vault now. Before that used to be Delancey Street Preview Center.
Yeah, that's where I'd done it before in there.
So yeah, you look very confused by this.
I am still you lost me at Mad Skrilla.
Okay,
I'm still waiting to catch up and understanding what's happening right now.
So right now we're about to go into summer, and NBC as well as all of the movie studios are starting to try to get their lineups, their fall lineups ready to go.
Okay.
But they're not just going to put out a show, right? Like, you don't throw up a show like The Odd Couple on CBS and just expect it to do well.
I watched the first episode of that yesterday.
You can't just expect that to happen. They have to do market research and really get to know if people are going to like it, whether or not to even push it. There are so many pilots out there that don't ever see the light of day.
So test audiences is the idea.
Test audience is the idea. And at Universal, if you agree to be a part of the test audience, which as saying test audience, it means you get to go into the room where you sit with NASCAR style headphones on that cover your face up, and you just stare at a TV for an hour and watch something and then answer some questions. I lost my train of thought in there, but that's what the experience is like. And if you do that, then they will pay you $25 cash.
I like right this away. Idea, honestly.
Yeah, only an hour.
I think it has to, I think it fits well.
That's the kind of thing they do at the actual Universal Studios out. Yep. And a lot of other movie studios and television studios do this kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. No, it's something kinda cool that happens all the time. And this experience is available at Universal Studios Florida, as well as Islands of Adventure. They have a preview center set up there as well. But basically, as long as you're there at a certain time in the right place, then you will be able to participate in this. We were walking over to do our start meeting all the characters and take pictures and all that stuff. And we had a lovely team member that basically sounded like a Creole Cajun salesman. Very hard to understand, but he, what?
I don't think he wasn't like, oh, guarantee, but he wasn't like,
I don't know. That's how it was coming out of my head. It was very Creole. Anyways, he just pulled us to the side, and we both knew automatically what it was for, that it was for the preview center, and that you get paid to do it. But we kind of put him through the test and asked him more questions about it. And at least at this point, they were doing this in the dark room on Hollywood Boulevard. So where there's that camera shop looking thing that never gets used for anything. Mm-hmm. That's because it's now a preview center that Delancey's gone.
So is the quote unquote Creole gentleman? Yeah. Is he the man in this photo right here?
No. I think his name's like Richard. Oh, no, that's not him.
No, that's not him.
It's him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that, I really don't know who's in the photo.
That's him. He was so excited to take his picture.
He was like real happy that we signed up. He was really excited. He thanked us like a million times when we were leaving.
Yeah, so there were 150 spots available to take part in. I believe he said
for the day, not
for the
once.
Day.
Yeah,
yeah. I believe the test started sometime around 11 o'clock. So he was saying how many people came through, and there's not much more spots left for the day, so he can't guarantee that if we walked away and came back that we'd be able to get in on it. Stuff you would expect from any limited type thing happening. He also shared other information that since they have it at both parks, even though you might be going over to watch the same thing because they don't know you, you can still technically con the system and go over then to Islands of Adventure after. Wow. And as long as they have spaces available, then you could make another $25.
But he told us too, like if we were doing that, to say that that the other group was full because they were doing two groups of like. So I think if we had gone over, we would have watched something different.
So basically, if you take a couple hours out of your day, you can help pay for your park ticket.
Yeah, well, for Craig, it paid for a.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's $25 that you can literally spend on anything. As soon as you're finished, they just hand you $25. You can go buy yourself lunch. You can buy yourself a beer, ice cream. I'm saving mine for Trader Sam's mugs. as a smart.
Is that the whole circle of life idea again?
Exactly. And it's just a really cool experience. And of course, it doesn't happen all the time. I mean, like they don't do this in October because shows are in the middle of their swing. They're not going to have you watch a pilot at that point and say, oh, do you think it's going to think it's going to keep going? Well, I've already watched the first six episodes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, and to do it, I want to say that on the paper that he first initially filled out, you don't have to necessarily be 18 or older to do it. I want to say it maybe started at 13, like 13 to 17, and then 18 to 34, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it's a wide variety of ages can actually participate in it. And you go down and you get set up in front of your computer and you're holding on to these two triggers, and you have a green one and you have a red one.
Like when you do your hearing test.
Yeah. And when you like something, you press the green one. When you don't like something, you press the red one, and you keep holding for the amount that
I didn't hold mine the entire time because I was like, my hand hurt.
Yeah. But you're supposed to hold it for as long as you're enjoying it, as long as you dislike it. And then you can press the space bar on your computer if that's whenever you would tune out. And so we have.
But you have to watch the rest of the
program. Yeah, you still have to watch it.
Yeah, you're committed to the time when you go in.
Yeah. So we got stuck with a 40-minute crime mystery drama, called Blind Spot.
Yeah.
Don't expect it coming to.
I hope to God it does not see the light of day.
It stars, and I looked it up, it's Jamie Alexander, who plays Sif in Thor.
Yeah.
She is the main character who wakes up in a bag in Times Square, naked with tattoos all over her body. And then the FBI has to team up with her to figure out her troubled and mysterious past.
She's got amnesia.
It was Memento mixed with The Bourne Identity.
It was garbage mixed with more worse garbage.
Is she the one in Thor the Dark World, like the woman fighter, like Xena warrior?
She was in the first one too.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. twice now.
Yeah. It was an awful. I hope it never sees the light of day. We watched it. I pressed tune out, I think, within 20 minutes after some really, really awful Chinese stereotypes.
I'm going to do an example of the dialogue was clearly written by somebody who's watched a ton of cop shows but picked up none of the vernacular. So it was very much like, oh, we're cops, we gotta go arrest this guy. Like, it was no, it wasn't, there was nothing educated about it. It was very cliche. Like, it was, and it was shot to mimic, like, other, I'm assuming it was gonna be on NBC or maybe CBS, but
it could be USA.
Yeah, they also.
It was just like, it would do one of those shots where, like, it would be, like, down a hallway and the guy was walking down the hallway and then it would get real close and he'd be, like, a different section of his body movement to try and be like, look, we did that cool discontinuity camera edit that it would keep doing for no reason. And it was just the worst. And then it was this FBI headquarters that in New York City that apparently has all these billions of, like, giant monitor screens everywhere. And everyone's dressed super fancy. No one weighs over 175 pounds or anything. And, like,
the point is, we put up with 40 minutes of garbage and then a very short survey afterwards, which the average person, I would say, would maybe take about 20 minutes. However, I think in both of our cases, we were just, I'm going to press whatever
I need to get
out of there. Because I was just asking questions like, what other shows do you typically watch? And what characters did you like? How did you like their interactions?
Nothing. No one.
Just kind of put it out there like that. But you walk out with $25 and, you know, it's technically not a buzz item, but while they're doing this right now, if you're at Universal, take advantage of it.
Try to get some free money.
Enjoy Blind Spot.
Yeah. If you have to watch Blind Spot, oh my gosh.
Just press the space bar
you see it.
Don't even.
It's awful.
By the way, one of the funniest things you can do, and I just did it a few minutes ago, is go to Urban Dictionary and look up Skrilla.
Yeah, what's it mean?
It means cash money.
Okay, good.
Some coin, son. Yeah, a bunch of other different wonderful synonyms.
Well, I'm glad that we weren't too far off base.
Yeah.
But, yes, so look for any of the preview centers while you're there. Make some money. And that is going to do it for the buzz. We are no longer buzzing. And if we're not buzzing anymore, that means we just have the rest of that housekeeping to go.
Not, I thought it was the mid-show
shuffle. We don't have a mid-show shuffle. If we did this, this show would be lasting 2 hours at this point.
What cracks me up about the mid-show shuffle is Rhino automatically does this thing with his shoulders.
It's more of a shimmy.
Whether the camera is on him or not, it's just instinctive. You say the words and his shoulders shimmy.
Just like that, everybody watching?
Fantastic. Well,
for everybody who's not.
Remember to go check out our show notes page at disunplug.com. There you can get information to links to crap we talked about. And that can also open your world to other stuff like the other Diz podcasts. There's many out there, including The Trip.
Yay.
And the Disney World edition and the Disneyland edition if you like to listen to audio-only shows. And just a lot of information out there that you can find on disunplug.com. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, like us places, comment on places, review us on iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes, do this, that, and the other. And most of all, thank you, everyone, for putting up with us every week.
Exact you.
Now, we're pretty ridiculous at times, but we love your feedback, comments, and support. And we're doing it for you, so the more you give us back, then the more we can give you. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. We will be back next week with another episode, a non-live episode. And I don't know what we'll be talking about. Oh. No, a live episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a live episode. But, yeah, it'll be live. And bye.